ever write a spec that becomes instantly outdated the moment someone touches the code. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 218. I'm Izzo, and with me, as always, is Boone. Today, we're diving into CodeSpeak, a new programming language from Andrei Breslov, the creator of Kotlin.
And this isn't just another syntax experiment. CodeSpeak flips the whole development model. You write specifications first, and the language generates executable code from those specs.
Which sounds amazing in theory, but I've seen too many revolutionary approaches crash into reality. What makes this different, Boone?
Well, Breslov's track record helps. Kotlin went from side project to Android's preferred language. But the real difference is CodeSpeak treats specifications as first-class citizens, not documentation afterthoughts.
Okay, break that down for me. How does spec-first actually work in practice?
You start by defining contracts, input types, output types, invariants, pre- and post-conditions. The CodeSpeak compiler then generates implementation scaffolding that's guaranteed to respect those contracts.
So instead of writing code and hoping it matches the spec is the code.
Exactly. And here's the clever part. CodeSpeak uses dependent types and formal verification under the hood. Your specifications aren't just comments, they're mathematically provable constraints.
That sounds incredibly powerful for teams dealing with complex business logic. No more, well, the code works, but it doesn't match what we documented.
Right? And the type system is genuinely impressive. It can infer relationships between inputs and outputs that would take pages of documentation to describe manually.
What's the learning curve like? Because if this requires a PhD in type theory, adoption's going to be rough.
Surprisingly approachable. Breslov designed it with gradual adoption in mind. You can start with simple contracts and add complexity as needed. Plus, it compiles to JVM bytecode, so it plays nice with existing Java and Kotlin codebases.
JVM interop is smart. No one wants to rewrite their entire stack for a new paradigm.
The tooling is where it gets really interesting. CodeSpeak includes a specification playground where you can test contracts before implementation. It's like having a REPL for your business logic.
Now that's addressing a real pain point. I can't count how many times we've discovered spec issues only after building the feature.
And the generated code includes built-in monitoring and telemetry. When contracts are violated at runtime, you get detailed traces showing exactly where the specification broke down.
Okay, I'm genuinely impressed. This feels like it could change how product teams collaborate with engineering. Specs become living testable artifacts instead of dusty documents.
The implications for API design are huge too. Your open API specs could literally generate the server implementation with contract validation baked in.
I'm giving this a solid A-. The only question is whether teams will embrace the discipline of spec-first development.
Fair point. It requires a mindset shift. You can't just hack together a solution and document it later.
But for teams already struggling with specification drift, this could be transformative. What should people try first?
Install the CodeSpeak CLI from codespeak.dev and work through their specification tutorial. Start with a simple API endpoint. Define the contract first, then let CodeSpeak generate the implementation skeleton.
Also worth experimenting with their contract playground. Upload an existing API spec and see how CodeSpeak would implement it differently.
And if you're feeling ambitious, try building a small microservice entirely spec first. I'm definitely adding this to the weekend project list. Want to see how it handles complex state machines?
CodeSpeak might just be the bridge between product requirements and engineering reality we've been waiting for. Definitely worth your time to explore.